Hi friends, this is Greg checking in from Pico Truncado, Argentina. This is our third stop. It's been one good thing after another ever since I flew down to southern Argentina. 3 days before my trip down here, I asked a guy if he wasn't supposed to come down and meet me coming up further from northern Argentina, and he drove all the way down. This is a friend of mine I've known for years, but I didn't expect that he was ready. And he said, Lord's been telling me I'm supposed to go with you. So we have his van that we're going around in, and it's been great having him.
His name is Luis.
Taking me and Yvonne to Comodoro Rivadavia from Sarmiento, Argentina, which is my first outpost ever in Argentina back in 2002. So we spent one night in Comodoro Rivadavia. Then we went from there. The next night we were down in Caleta Libia, where we were actually about a year or so ago. We felt strong. We were supposed to stop in there. Made a bunch of new connections in that place and ministered to a whole lot of different people, stopping in to this one house. It's like a Phoebe house, and major connections with this woman who's really used to be the central gathering point for people from all over the place.
There was an
evangelist from Chile that was just major touched by God, that we gave all the words to him to make sure he got into the new thing and got out of any religious spirit. That was actually a huge deal for him. In fact, he just wanted to follow us around everywhere. But we told him we didn't know if he was supposed to do that, but he did do whatever he's supposed to do. We actually turned down an offer to a place that seemed like a good plan, but the Lord said no. And then we ended up meeting a guy, that real apostolic, prophetic guy, actually, who was respected by many of the pastors in Caleta Olivia, who, once he heard the message I was bringing in on what the church has to move into to really make it prosperous and unified and all those other things. Well, unity, prosperity comes out of unity. After he heard the message, he says, everybody's got to hear this, that we're what we're supposed to move into. So he said, I promise you, next time you're going to be down there, there's going to be pastors from all kinds of churches that I'm going to have you set up to speak at some big reunion there to get this message out to a much wider audience. So major connections were made there for future, but we knew the main emphasis this trip is on Western Argentina, not Eastern, for this trip. So we started heading towards Los Antiguos, but before the trip, the Lord's giving me visions like, now there's going to be another stop. We didn't know where it was, but about an hour or so before we left to head to Los Antiguos from Caleta Olivia, then all of a sudden, me and Yvonne, about the same time, all of a sudden said, I think we're supposed to call this one couple that we've ministered to in the past there. We called them about an hour before we're going to arrive in Pico Truncado, which is about an hour and a half from Caleta Olivia, on the way towards Los Antiguos, and really felt we were supposed to spend the night there, and that's where we are right now. But as usual, the timing is just incredible, how the Lord just set all this up without them knowing anything. They just happened to have a perfectly open schedule for this evening because they really wanted to hang out with us, and they could, just because this was kind of a day off for them before each of them had things to do. So it all worked out perfect, and we had no idea, and we didn't have any thought in our mind we're going to be stopping here until, like I said, about an hour before we got here. This is the apostle prophet couple, Raul y Marcela, that we've been sent to before, and they were raising up a bunch of house churches down here, which is totally outside the norm down here in Argentina, at least for now. But we've been cared for well all along the way. It's like this, even though we've set out two times without knowing where we're going to stay, who we're going to be with, and it all got set up without even trying, except just following what we believe we're supposed to do. And it just boom, boom, worked. So thank you for all your prayers, for clarity, and make sure we stayed under the shadow of the Most High. It has really been pretty amazing, considering there was nothing set up for any of these places that we've been to so far. So we're heading out to Los Antiguos first thing in the morning here. And the pastor there is just delighted that we're going to be there all the way through Monday. We may be making a side trip in the meantime, but He wants to have meetings every single day, and says, asked us if we were okay if he invited all kinds of other pastors from just different churches, which isn't a normal thing. And I believe that's part of the reason God has sent us specifically to this place and specifically to be here longer, is because he knew the heart of the pastor that we're going to see there and his wife were very open and wanting to help spread the word to all the church and not keep it to themselves. So please pray that signs and wonders follow and the words are clear and that my Spanish is very clear, enunciated, so they understand everything I'm trying to get to them, and that everything's confirmed and we have some miraculous stuff that occurs. Of course, just keep praying for safety, that we are staying under protection, exactly under the protection of the Most High. After our last big meeting on Sunday, probably Monday morning, then we'll be taken off to go back up north to a couple different places, but I won't get into that right now because that doesn't have all clarity, but I'll let you know when we get a little more exact details on those things. Thanks for your covering, and we'll check in soon. Peace, blessings, grace to you all.